Good morning. It's Saturday, June 20th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A new presidential aircraft is preparing for takeoff. President Donald Trump on Friday unveiled a Boeing 747-8 donated by Qatar that will join the Air Force One fleet after extensive military modifications. The aircraft, valued at roughly $400 million, has been upgraded with enhanced security systems, communications technology, and logistics support. Speaking at Joint Base Andrews, Trump described it as a flying White House and praised its craftsmanship. The gift sparked criticism when it was first announced, with opponents questioning whether accepting such an expensive foreign donation was appropriate. The Air Force says the jet will undergo commissioning flights before entering service, serving as an interim presidential aircraft until Boeing delivers delayed next-generation Air Force One planes. Another news, the price tag of war is growing. According to a Wall Street Journal report, the Pentagon is seeking about $80 billion in supplemental funding to cover expenses tied to the Iran conflict and other military obligations. Deputy Defense Secretary Steven Feinberg reportedly discussed the funding need with lawmakers this week. The package could also include money for disaster relief and agricultural programs. Pentagon officials have warned that without additional funding, military operations may face cutbacks in training and border deployments. The Iran war has already been estimated to cost around $25 billion, though lawmakers continue debating the full financial impact. Congress is expected to weigh the request in the coming days as concerns over spending and inflation remain politically sensitive. Around the world, diplomacy is being tested on the battlefield. The United States says Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a ceasefire following one of the deadliest recent escalations in Lebanon. Lebanese authorities say Israeli airstrikes killed 47 people overnight, while Hezbollah attacks reportedly killed 4 Israeli soldiers. Although Washington says a ceasefire took effect Friday afternoon, reports from southern Lebanon suggested additional airstrikes occurred afterward. Israeli officials said they would continue responding to immediate threats, while Hezbollah declared that efforts to eliminate the group had failed. The latest tensions threaten broader efforts to preserve the U.S.-Iran peace agreement announced earlier this week. Direct talks between Israel and Lebanon are expected to resume in Washington as negotiators seek a more durable settlement. Another news. A scorching start to summer is gripping Europe. Much of Western Europe is enduring an intense heat wave that is breaking temperature records and prompting weather alerts across the continent. France has been hit particularly hard, with forecasters warning Paris could exceed 40 degrees Celsius for the first time during June. Schools have adjusted schedules, while authorities in Britain, Germany, Spain, and Switzerland have issued warnings about extreme heat and severe weather. Scientists say climate change is making heat waves more frequent and more intense. Britain has already recorded its hottest spring on record, and meteorologists say there is a significant chance of breaking long-standing June temperature records. The heat is expected to continue for several more days, putting pressure on public services and infrastructure. Another news. A humanitarian crisis may be deepening in eastern Congo. Reuters reports that at least 30 people have died since May in the Kiganzi displacement camp near Bunia, the center of the country's Ebola outbreak. Camp officials say the victims showed symptoms commonly associated with Ebola, including fever, headaches, and vomiting. Testing has been limited because many families initially refused examinations of patients and bodies. Aid workers warn that overcrowding, poor sanitation, and funding cuts have increased the risk of disease spreading among millions of displaced people. Health teams have now collected samples from several victims and are awaiting results. The situation highlights growing concerns that Ebola could be circulating undetected in vulnerable communities already struggling with conflict and displacement. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.